Welcome everyone to the Success Circle Q&A call. This is Lisa Minini with Accelerate Associates, and I want to welcome all of the brand new elite or the select Success Circle members. It's good to have you here. And if this is your first Q&A call, you're probably wondering what this call is all about. And the Q&A call is to answer any questions that you have. So as you work through the Entrepreneurial Edge systems or strategies that we talk about in the Success Circle, this is your time to get additional coaching. Remember, you have about, if you're an elite member, you have about 2.25 hours with me each month, the laser coaching call, this call, as well as the Business Accelerator call that we have every Tuesday, first Tuesday of the month. This happens the four Tuesdays a month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I know some of you can't make the live call, so you're listening to the recording, so I do want to welcome you. Remember, you can email info@accelerateassociates.com. If you have any questions, maybe it's about the Business Accelerator call, or maybe it's just a question that pops up on how you're going to integrate a strategy that you've you've been working on. Whatever your question is, this is the place to get your answer. So again, remember to email your questions to info@accelerateassociates.com before you come on the call. And there are going to be times we're going to ask you to come on the call live. If you can, again, I do my best to make sure that I answer the calls for you on these calls. So welcome, everyone. And just want to mention a couple of upcoming events. Remember that I am launching a series of webinars starting next month. The first one we're launching is the How to Become a Best-Selling Self-Published Author, with all my tricks of the trade to getting your self-published book on the bestsellers list. And yes, there is a system to doing it, and I share all in that webinar, so look for it in September. I also have a really cool bonus for the Success Circle members, but I'm going to tell you about it a little bit later after the other announcements, because I know some of you are still coming on the call, so you'll have to wait for it. I know, anticipation, but it'll be worth it, trust me. Also, want to let you know about Tuesday, September 11th is the next Business Accelerator call. You absolutely want to be on this call. Why? Because it's called Create Your Unique Signature System That Sells. And so I know some of you are implementing your signature series or signature system or model, and I want to talk more about that, because I know as a business owner you have a lot of things you're working on, right? You're trying to, you know, implement your lead generation system. You're working through the Entrepreneurial Edge system. You've got your marketing that you're automating, all this stuff. And all the stuff you've been working on may be preventing your ideal clients, though, from understanding how you can help them. And why is that? Because you're working on a collection of stuff and topics rather than a clear solution your clients want to buy, or the solution they need. So you might be working too hard and making too little for the big effort that you're putting into it. So on the call, I'm going to cover how to become known for a solution, a unique solution that captures and draws in your ideal clients, and have a pipeline of the people that want to do business with you. I'll also share with you a unique signature system, what it is and what it's not. What it is and what it's not. And this might surprise some of you. I'll also cover on the call, Success Circle High Content call, how to easily create your own signature system so your solution you provide is easily understood by your ideal clients, and also endless ways to add paydays to your business without a lot of extra work. Because who wants to work harder? Anybody? Raise your hand. And I'll also share with you some quick and easy strategies to really kick out programs in a day versus weeks, so you can really make offers that your clients want to buy. Also, I mentioned earlier, just a few minutes ago, that I had a special bonus for my Success Circle members. That's you. And what I want to announce is that I've just added a video tutorial or video library that we've just started as an enhancement to your Success Circle membership. And in it, you're going to find already it's populated with two videos. So if you haven't been on the membership site lately, I encourage you to go to the video library. And again, you're going to find two really cool videos. One is going to, it's kind of a spin-off on, one is exclusive, by the way, to the elite members. So if you're an elite member, you'll want to go to the video. It's about your laser coaching calls. Okay, really cool video. Secondly, the other video is an extension of the Business Accelerator call that we had, was it last month or I'm not sure when, regarding the radio show Revenue Revolution. Now, we still have questions that I'm going to cover on today's call. And I know that some of you kind of struggled with the pre-recording of a radio show. And in that video, I share with you how easy it is to not only pre-record a radio show, but then how do you edit it using open source software that I show you. So everything is free for those people that are just getting started in business. Some of you may want to delegate that video to your, you know, to your assistant and have them update your radio shows. But what I do is I show you there step by step how to use that open source software to edit your audio materials. So if you're recording an audio and you want to have a really professional sound that sells, you'll want to tap into the video library. And actually it's called, you know, shortcut tutorial, edit your audios for a professional sound that sells. So I think you'll like it. So anyway, that's my gift to you guys. So I just wanted to let you know of that special announcement. And so for those people who are not on the call live, they missed it, and you guys are on the call live, so you get to hear it first. So let's get started with some of the questions that came in. Okay. So another question about the radio show Revenue Revolution. What's the advantage to systematizing your radio show guests? How do you pre-qualify them? Actually, this is a three-part question. How do you pre-qualify them? The question is, I think this came in from the Betty Brigade, what is the advantage to systematizing your radio show guests? You know, there are a number, in fact, I just talked to a radio show host about this very thing. And because they spend a whole lot of time, her and her staff spend inordinate amount of hours going back and forth and back and forth with a guest on a radio show. And she says, well, how do you do it? I said, well, I have it systematized. She says, what do you mean? And I said, go to my contact page, go to the button here, and it will show you literally how I sign up my guests. And she goes, that's it? I said, that's it. And she, I said, I don't, you know, when people send it back, I have the information. I'm not chasing them. Again, kind of a play on the reverse the sales process, reverse the radio show process. You put the onus on them saying, hey, I need all this information. Here you go. And when I get it back, we're going to schedule your segment. Works every time, let me tell you. Works every time. So she said to me, this other radio show guest, who I think has like over a million listeners to her radio show, she goes, oh, my God, that's brilliant. And so she was going to implement systematizing her guests. But she said, you know, and this is another question somebody had, how do you pre-qualify them? How do you pre-qualify your guests? Because you just don't want anybody asking to be on your show because they may not qualify. So there's several pre-qualifiers that you'll see on my Contact Us page for the radio show. And one is in the document that I send people. And the other is a description before they even apply or even submit, push that submit button. And that is in the description. Now, it may be subtle, but I'm going to point out some of those subtleties that will help you for those of you who have the marketing mix, the radio shows as part of your marketing mix. So It says, tune in to listen as Lisa Minnelli interviews best-selling authors, thought leaders, and multimillionaire experts who share their strategies to success at blogtalkradio.com/navigatingchange. Over 18,000 listeners have tapped into discover the latest tips and content-rich segments on how to grow their business. You'll hear from New York Times best-selling author Dr. Ivan Meisner, chairman of the Business Network International, BNI, Happy for No Reason best-selling author Marcy Shymoff, and six-time Emmy award-winning TV producer Sean DePeron, showing you how to get free TV publicity. Real results, real experts, real results. So in there, the subtleties are this. The subtleties are, you know, I interview best-selling authors. So, you know, that's kind of a title. That's kind of a cue to the person reading this, the level of people that I'm interviewing. I also interview thought leaders or multimillionaire experts. Okay, so right there, if somebody is not in one of those three categories, they're going to self-select out. Over 18,000 listeners, so that the people, the multimillionaires, the, you know, the best-selling authors can see the reach that the radio show has. And I know for some of you getting started, you're going to say, well, wait a minute, that doesn't apply to me. I'm not there yet. It's okay. Relax. I have wording for you too. And it says, if you wish to be considered a guest. All right. It doesn't say if you press this button, you will be on the show. It says if you wish to be considered a guest, please click on the registration button below. And once you enter your information, you will receive details and instructions on how to submit your show idea. So there it is. You know, you put it out there that not everybody is accepted into this radio show. So then you have, you know, maybe you do have to call them back, or your assistant calls them back and says, you know, maybe there isn't a fit. Maybe there isn't a fit, and you need to tell people that. On one occasion, I did have, well, more than one occasion, but not many. Let me share with you. Over the years, not many. But I did have to call someone up, and I said, tell me more about the show idea. Spent a few minutes with her. She wasn't yet launching her book, and I said, you know, give me a call when you do. And she was okay with it. So a couple of key points, too, that I want to point out here, not only establishing the level of expert that you're looking for. So what if you're just starting out? All right, so let me give you some options here if you're just starting out and you really can't say you have 18,000 listeners or a million listeners or whatever the key, you know, the number is. Number one, you want to be exact to attract. All right, remember that. You want to be exact to attract. So if you're systematizing this part of your marketing mix, say we interview experts in and identify, we interview experts on the show, on the whatever show name you have, we interview experts in X. Okay, you interview experts in X, whatever that X is. All right, if you're a chiropractor or whatever, you know, marketing expert, whatever you are, but you interview experts in what key areas? And you might even want to say, because we are a show about or for entrepreneurs or, you know, for small business, we attract top experts who help you to, you know, we attract top experts who help you to or help you discover X, X, and X. We have a growing community of followers. We have a growing community of followers. And so you're just getting started out. You have a growing list of followers, right? So put that out there. Put out who you attract and who you want to attract. So if you say we attract X, X, and X, those are the people you want to attract. So those are some tips for you. So I think I answered your question, how do we pre-qualify them? Okay, I answered that. Advantages to systematizing your radio show guests. Well, you know, I think I answered that. You know, you're going to save a lot of time, effort, and money, trust me, when you systematize it in this way. Now, there may be special guests that you do have on the show. I can tell you that when I interviewed Dr. Ivan Meisner, of course, we would go through his assistant. You know, so there would be, you know, my assistant, there would be some back and forth there, but not much. You know, we nailed down a date pretty well, and got that taken care of. So you'll just have to work out your individual business system for that one, but a radio show system. Okay, let's take the second question here. Remember, if you have any questions about even the questions or comments that I made today or a past Business Accelerator call, remember to email them to info@acceleratorassociates.com before the call. All right, so let's see. We have, let's see, what's the next question here? We have discussed lead generator systems or lead generation systems, and I'm wondering if I could see an example. Yes, everybody can see an example. You can go to free business plan format.com. That's free business plan format.com. But I would ask you one thing when you go on that site. Please don't continuously put your name and email address in there because we're going to receive multiple signups on our end. If you know, for some reason, if we're working together and you want to see some of the other things, then let's schedule a laser coaching call or a discovery session or something because, you know, that's going to create a little havoc in our system. But you can see how it's kind of set up, what does it look like, and sort of use that model or model it to for your lead generation system. So great question. Thank you. Next question. My biggest struggle is to get more clients and what to say to get their attention. I'm trying to see who this is from. I'm sorry, I don't have a name with this one. What do I do? I'm sorry, I don't have a name to this one. So if you submitted this question, I apologize. But here are some of my suggestions for you. First of all, look in the Business Accelerator High Content Calls for lead generation, especially a program that I did with lead generation expert Jane Birch from Marketing Monsoon. And I did it just this year with interviewed Jane, and you probably will see a lot of information in the audio library of the membership site on lead generation. There are a number. This question has come up frequently. We've addressed it as we go along. It's likely in the systematizing and monetizing section of the audio library. And there you can really tap into all the different audios. Just download them. You know, if you can't listen to them then and you want to listen into your car, then download them to a CD or whatever and listen to them later. And the reason I say this is because a lead generation system is so integral to your business. It allows you to pre-qualify your prospects. And in terms of what to say to get their attention is a very valid question. And if they're finding you through the internet and you have your lead generation system up, a piece of that lead generation system, which makes it very unique. There's a lot of lead generation systems out there. But the one thing that really makes it unique is continuously getting market data. I cannot stress this enough, continuously getting market data. And when you ask the right questions, you will get the words directly from your prospects that you need to use in your marketing materials. And it's so spot on because it came from them. And then you want to use those same words with in your marketing materials. And you know, and it's not that might get their attention on the internet. Use the same verbiage when you're networking. Use the same verbiage as you're talking to people. Talk to your current clients. Find out why they work with you. In their testimonials, what are some of the things that they've said that they appreciated about working with you? You know, and when you're first getting started into business in terms of testimonials, you might want to work with a few people and gratis and, you know, arrange a, you know, maybe a barter situation or something to get some testimonials under your belt. But then ask them, what are some of the things that were, you know, what were some of your breakthroughs? What was relieved here? What relief did you feel in working together? So really tap into what was the major source of maybe frustration or major source of struggle and the benefit to them. You know, what was the outcome, the end result? So that's you also want to it was Valerie. So thank you, Valerie. I see that now. It was Valerie who submitted it. So thank you, Valerie. But this is a common question that a lot of people have is, how do I use words? Well, this is, you know, ask your current clients, ask people. And when you have your lead generation system in, you won't have to ask, because people, the question is, what's your biggest frustration or struggle? People will tell you, you know, about that certain area. So if you're, you know, in the, we have some folks that are in the green area. They do green projects and green buildings. And, you know, what are their biggest frustrations or struggle? Maybe it is trying to implement, you know, green alternatives, but where's the money coming from? So that might be their biggest struggle. So you can say, well, I help people overcome, you know, one of the biggest struggles about going green, which is looking, sourcing no cost to low cost alternatives. Boom. Wow, great. And they'll be attracted to that because that is their biggest struggle. And they put that in there, or other people had put that in there. So great question, Valerie. If you have any other follow-up questions, I'm happy to answer those. So remember to check out the audio library if you haven't in a while. There are a number of really, really great programs that we've had. And if you've just joined us in the Success Circle, you know, it's going to take time to get through them. It's okay. It's, you know, and if you're an Elite Circle member, that's why we give them to you on disk, so you can listen to them while you travel. Let's see, next question is, how do I get all the things I'm committed to other people done? Okay, I think the question is, how do I get all the things done that I committed to other people that got piled up while I was on vacation? Yes, I think that's the question. Okay, and that is a very valid question, specifically or particularly because we're at the end of summer, right? And many people took vacations. Maybe you, you know, kind of took time off. I know the month of July, I like to relax and scale back, and that's my vacation month. And I do that purposely. But whether you're on vacation or you have computer problems that have put you behind, it happens. It happens, right? And you have to alter your schedule. But what can you do to prevent that overwhelm when you come back from vacation? And I actually, you know, I think this is a really great tip, because I learned early on, I really self-sabotage myself. Now, I love to get a lot of things done. And though in the quest of getting a lot of things done, I overscheduled, and then I go on vacation, you relax, only to find it when you return. So I've got a couple things that I know will help you, because I know they've helped me. There's about five things here that I want to recommend. Number one, whenever you feel that way, ask yourself, and this is the first step mastering your inner entrepreneur. So some of the exercises that many of you have gone through in the Wake Up Profitable event, you know, the first step in the entrepreneurial ed system is master your inner entrepreneur. So ask yourself, number one, what can you delegate, systematize, shift, or group? What can you delegate, systematize, shift, or group? Number two, what do you need to let go of, even if it's temporary? What do you need to let go of, even if it's temporary? Also, are you involved in a number of volunteer activities that are sapping up too much of your time and reducing your cash flow? So even though there are things you love to do, you may have to take a temporary reprieve from those volunteer activities. Or just scale it back a little bit, or, you know, don't say no or don't say yes so often. You might have to say no a few times. Create some boundaries, especially when you're feeling that complete overwhelm. Number three is extra time put into your schedule before and after you return on vacation. Now, we're masters at scheduling all of our appointments. We're masters at scheduling an appointment if somebody wants to talk to us. We are not necessarily masters at scheduling our own personal time. So it's really important, something I do. Boom, first thing in the morning, I've got the exercise in there. I've scheduled, one thing that has helped me enormously is putting extra time in my schedule. Actually, this is part of my business blueprint. I know that every July, I'm going to take time off. A considerable amount of that July time is completely filled with vacation time. That's just my downtime. And I put that into my blueprint, my business blueprint, along with my other plans. But I say, nope, you know, this timeline's not going to work because I'm taking July off. So that's number three. Put extra time in your schedule before and after you return from vacation. And number three is extra time in your schedule before and after you return from vacation. And number four is your vacation time in your business blueprint? So number one, what can you delegate, systematize, shift, or group? Number two, what do you need to let go of, even if it's temporary? Number three is extra time put into your schedule before and after you return from vacation. Number four is your vacation put into your business blueprint, because you got to have fun, got to have those personal goals. And number five, there is an exercise in your content binder from your Entrepreneurial Edge system, the Wake Up Profitable event, or in your self-study program, for those of you who have the self-study program, that walks you through how to reshape the way you work. All right, it literally walks you through that. So, you know, every now and then, go through that exercise and say, okay, am I doing everything that I can to delegate, shift, you know, all those different things, and go through that exercise, because you may have taken on more during the course of just operationalizing your business that you can really delegate. So great, great question. Thank you. Greg emailed in, my biggest struggle is making the decision to start a business. You know, this is a really great question, by the way, that Greg submitted. And Greg, you're not the only person, by the way, who has submitted a question like this. I work with a number of entrepreneurs who have been former employees. So, I just, for those of you that are making the switch from employee to entrepreneur, you know, this is an important question. My biggest struggle is making the decision to start a business. Fear of failure. Fear of failure will motivate me to be successful. But is that enough? I'm not looking at starting a new business because I have excess cash I need to invest. I am interested in business ownership because I moved up the corporate ladder and my employer was acquired. Do I want to start over somewhere else and have no control of history repeating itself, or do I take control and start my own business? And I struggle with the idea that if the business fails, I will put my family in financial ruin. This is such a multi-part question that I just want to tackle because there are several things in it that really speak to mastering the inner entrepreneur, which is why I always put that as the first step, because that is so, so important. And regardless if you have been in business or just starting a business, thinking about it, or you've been in business a while, there is that F word, that four-letter F word of fear that gets in the way. And that's going to be until you conquer it. You're going to feel that fear when you're up-leveling your business each time, when you're taking a step outside your comfort zone. You know, it gets more comfortable as the more leaps you take. You say, hey, I can do this. And the more confidence that you bring because you've taken that leap. But whether it's by circumstance, because your employer, you know, downsized, or by choice to say, this is my choice. And I personally think either way it's a choice. Either way it's a choice. But the worst part, and I'll share with you, I stayed on the fence far too long. You know how you look back on things and say, gee, you know, if I could do things differently. I'm glad I did what I did, but I really learned from a lot of things. And that was, I stayed on the fence too long. Do I start a business? Don't I? I mean, you all know my tiring story, and I'm not going to tell it again, so don't worry about it. But, you know, I think that was a huge wake-up call for me to say, hey, you know, start the business already. You know, I was on that fence thinking of starting a business and writing a book, the right decision. Well, you know, there was something that was happening along with my business for a long time, and there were opportunities that were coming my way very effortlessly, but I didn't necessarily look at it that way. I was looking for the instant fix, the quick fix, the, okay, you know, it should rain down money. And that wasn't happening at first, especially the first 2 years, for those of you who know my story. And so I stayed on the fence too long. So first of all, make the choice, whatever choice that is, but make that choice and that commitment. Secondly, people say, you know, I'd like to start a small business, but if I don't, you know, will enough people be interested in buying the product? Or, you know, I'd like to start a business, but I'm not very good at selling. Or even I'd like to start a small business, but I don't know if I could make enough money to live on. All right. So those are some questions that come up when that's all fear. That's the obstacle, those obstacles that are coming in. It's that fear surfacing. Now, fear can be a good thing. Right? Fear can be a good thing. It can save you from physical harm, you know, such as the fear you feel when you see a big snake slithering in the grass, you know, about a foot away. But the kind of fear that prevents you from doing things that you really want to do that will enrich you is not good fear. So a lot of people fear that fear of failure, and sometimes it prevents you from not only starting your business, but to forge ahead at levels that will help you take giant leaps. So, how do you break your paralysis? You only have to do one thing. Prepare to succeed. Prepare to succeed. You do that by changing your attitude about failure, number one. And number two, have a system. Change your attitude about fear or failure and have a system. Let's talk about that, because you prepare to succeed. Just change the attitude about how you look at failure. You know, most people fear failure, I think, for one of two reasons, and this goes whether you're just starting your business or you've been in business, because you're going to experience this each time you up level. And people, I think, fear failure because they think, oh, it's going to make me look like a loser, a bad person, people are going to look down on me, or lose your money or possessions. You know, both are misperceptions. Why? Because failure doesn't change your personality, your genes. I mean, it affects you at a deep level. It can. You know, it can affect some people's actions negatively, but it's not negative in itself. So will you be a loser if you fail? Only if you allow yourself to be. It's not being down or experiencing failure. Not everything has worked that we put out in, you know, from a marketing perspective. So we fail, but it's staying down. It's staying down that causes people to lose faith in themselves, to allow that fear to take over. And you really can't control what other people think about you. And even if people think, oh, you know, you're a failure, you failed at something, are those people who really care about you anyway? And do you even want to lose sleep over it? No. So, and as for losing money or possessions, a lot of times the cycle, the system that I see a lot of entrepreneurs get into is they feel that they have to constrict. I have to constrict every penny. And they get into this cycle of constricting rather than investing themselves. So they're shutting off that cycle of reciprocity. They're shutting off that cycle of reciprocity. So once they release that, once they start releasing that, they see the cycle flow again. And whether that's tithing, whether that's volunteering of your time, you know, you can tithe time, treasure, or talent. So take a look, and do you need to start that flow? But if you're holding on to everything and not investing in yourself or your business, you're going to see that things are a bit of a struggle. You know, one time a gentleman was really vacillating over whether or not to invest in something he really needed. And I said, well, how is the flow going? He goes, well, not very. And I said, well, what if you invested in the program? What would you get? And he started listing all of the things that he needed for his business. And shortly after he invested, he secured a $30,000 contract. Now, I'm not saying that that's always going to happen, but that does demonstrate that flow that begins, the reciprocity that begins in the business. So just consider that, though, too. And when you're taking a leap into entrepreneurialism, you've really got to look at that, the systems part of it. Because, as you work through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, you structure your business in a way that limits liability. Because we've got a lot of free business building strategies I share with you, the way you structure your business. A lot of people are even not structuring a leveraged business model in a lot of cases. They don't understand how to bring in a regular cash flow. And so that's why it feels like there's a huge risk, is because people just don't have a step-by-step plan or system for preparing to succeed. I use this example, simple example, in how things can happen. I love to use the example of getting married. When a couple gets married, you know, they're scared, they're spending their life together, but here's something interesting that happens. That wedding usually always happens on the date and time that people said it was going to happen. Regardless of all the stuff that happens and things don't work out and maybe the photographer doesn't show, and I've heard the horror stories. But the reality is this, that wedding almost always happens, unless the bride and groom, you know, drop out, but that wedding happens. And why does it happen? Because people have the plan. They have the system. They have the step-by-step. They call the photographer. They call the wedding planner, or the cake maker, all the things. They have a list. And they know when that's going to get done, when it's going to get implemented, when they need to get it, when they need to secure it, when they need to have their down payment, because they're investing in themselves, they're investing in their wedding, and it happens. The same scenario with a business. The reason there's fear is because people don't have that plan and that system, so they can't see it and they fear it. But you do have that system. And so that goes in every area of your business. So think of the next project you have. Think of the next marketing plan that you have. And consider, well, did we write this down? Do we have a plan around this? Are we meeting our timelines? Are we going back to that? Is this happening? Do the timelines need to be adjusted? And when you do that on a regular basis and you have those systems built in, it'll go just like clockwork. But that's what stops people from really having a successful business, is they are so afraid of that fear, they let the fear guide them rather than what does success look like. So just some things to think about, you know. It's one of the most enriching parts of having a business is continuing that growth, that personal growth. So don't let your fear of failure make you miss out on opportunities. You're not going to be able to outrun fear. But once you build enough successes, you're able to tame it. So the next level that you have to take doesn't feel so scary. Also prepare to succeed rather than walk in fear. Prepare to succeed, having a plan, having dates, having your blueprint, then walk in fear. So the first thing, again, is to prepare to succeed, learn how to create that successful business, automatically bring in pre-qualified prospects, turn them into invested clients. Find out exactly what you need to be successful and ensure those needs are met. Ensure you surround yourself by people that will help you succeed. So that might mean delegating to. That might be investing in yourself in a program. So, you know, it's funny because that's one of the reasons I put mastering your inner entrepreneur as the first step. And this is going to be ongoing development. So for some of you who have been in the program a while, entrepreneurial ed system a while, you know, you're getting your feet wet on what that means. And some of those mindset tools are real critically important, not only in the startup phase, so not only for those of you that are just starting out and dealing with some of this fear that you have, but for those of you that have been in business a while to up-level yourself and your business, those tools are critically important. We talked about four of them. You know, four of the principles, principle of belief, conscious thought, especially those conscious thoughts. What are you saying to yourself every day? You know, oh, I'm not making enough money, or I'm having a successful business. I'm bringing opportunities. Opportunities are coming to me from, you know, expected and unexpected sources. Now, Louise Hay, I saw this and I wanted to share it with you today because I think it came in, this really came in at a key point. She said, it's important for you to remember that fear is a limitation we place on ourselves. Release the need for fear and replace it with positive, loving thoughts. Affirm the safety that is within you. Nurture it, acknowledge it, honor it, and know you are worthy. Affirm, I am a powerful human being. I am a powerful human being. I love and honor myself. I love and honor myself. All is well, and I am safe. And that's really powerful. It's important for you to remember that fear is a limitation we place on ourselves. Release the need for the fear and replace it with positive, loving thoughts. Affirm the safety that is within you. Nurture it, acknowledge it, honor it, and know you are worthy. Then say this affirmation every day. I am a powerful human being. I love and honor myself. All is well, and I am safe. Just saying that is just so powerful. So whenever you're up-leveling, whenever you're having the fear take over, say that affirmation, or, you know, say it at the very beginning of every day. And some of you are going to have to say your affirmations more often initially until you get into the habit. And remember to systematize and monetize most businesses, Dale. Why? Because they do not have that leverage business model. Problem solved. Step two of the entrepreneurial edge. Step three is to execute your business blueprint. So you have everything in your system and have a step-by-step map on how to get from launch to a business you love. And so I just want to remind you that those are some of the tools that every one of you have, whether you have the self-study program or you attended the live event. And sometimes people forget that they have this resource. Many of my High Achieving Success Circle members use that binder, have that binder right on their desk, and they also have their business blueprint that they refer to every day on their desk. And that's one of the first two habits they get into each day. Or if they get into a kind of a funk and they're like, oh, you know, having a bad day, using some of those affirmations and some of those habits just help them shift and reshape the way that they work and the way that they're thinking. So I just wanted to go through some of those questions. Let's see. Also, remember, if some of you attended late, I do want to remind you that remember the September 11th Business Accelerator call, create your unique signature system that sells, creating your unique signature system that sells. And also the bonus, remember, if you haven't gone into the video library, remember, the video library. This is a new feature that we added to your Success Circle. So we added a new tutorial there and two new videos. One refers to the laser coaching call. The other is a shortcut tutorial about how to edit audio. So as you're out there and creating either your radio show, maybe you're just creating a product, an audio product, that video will show you how to easily and professionally edit your audio so it sounds really crisp, so it sounds very professional, and you won't mind, telling people that you're charging, $500 for it, right, to generate more cash flow. So I encourage you to tap into the membership site. Remember, you can get in there through accelerateassociates.com. Just click on the members tab and put your contact information in there. There's a way to change your password if you forgot how to do that, or if you forgot your password. But I do recommend that you tap into it frequently because we are adding more to it each day, and it's just an added bonus that I wanted to add to the Success Circle members to up-level your membership. So, because I believe in you, and I believe in the products and services that each one of you offer, because I work with a lot of high-achieving entrepreneurs, and you guys are, really have some unique gifts. Many of you do, and that's what I love about what I do, because I get to learn all about your industry and the services that you provide and how you're going to make the world a better place. And that is so, so meaningful. Me and the clients you're going to be working with, they don't know it yet, but they're going to be working with you. And they're coming to you in groves. So anyway, I really mean that. I really mean that. So you guys, everyone has been just amazing to work with, and it's just been a real pleasure for me to work with everyone. So I appreciate you as part of the Success Circle, and enjoy the programs, the services that are in there. So and again, if you want to see an update, if you're struggling with something and you said, oh, I'd love a tutorial in this, hey, shoot us an email. Shoot us an email at info@accelerateassociates.com, and we'll do our best to get that for you and get that done so that you can make enormous leaps, so you don't have to struggle with getting information on your own. I have a team that I can rely on, and happy to do it when we can. So, all right, I think that about covers up the Q&A questions for today. And I want to thank you all who submitted questions. And remember, I will see you on Tuesday, September 11th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the High Content Call, Create Your Unique Signature System That Sells. So look forward to seeing you there. And until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.